Hemp help to farmers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
After doing a story on industrial hemp on Monday, the topic came up again. But in a word,
the whole marijuana hemp thing in this country has made me crazy. I hate that we're letting our young people get as much pot as they want, and as far as hemp's concerned, it has nothing to do with marijuana. An expert panel outlined the politics, agronomics, and economics of industrial hemp at a workshop at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 100th annual convention. Federally outlawed for more than 50 years, industrial hemp is making a comeback, and here to talk about it is Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam.
In this day and age, farmers need any new crop, anything out there that'll give them an edge. And what we're seeing is that this industrial hemp, now it's perfectly legal because the THC is removed. This industrial hemp has been around since Jefferson's time. This could be a crop that farmers can make a little bit of money off of. And it's got millions of uses, literally everything from textiles to resins and plastics, you name it. This is a good crop, and everyone's taking a close look at hemp.
Representative James Comer, a staunch supporter of hemp as an agricultural crop, explained how he helps people understand the difference between hemp and its more infamous cannabis cousin, marijuana. Hemp and marijuana are two plants in the same family, the same way that broccoli and cauliflower are in the same plant family, Comer said. Interesting clarification.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.